The government of British Columbia has signed an agreement with the Taku River Tlingit First Nation that will avert future litigation over resource development at the Tulsiaquatchief Mine in the Taku River watershed, a transboundary river that flows out near Juneau. About 26% of the region will be designated as protected, but the agreement opens vast areas to development. The CBC's Mira Baines tells us more.
A traditional ceremony and signing marked the beginning of the new collaboration rooted in years of conflict. John Ward, spokesperson for the Taku River Tlingit First Nation, cracks a smile.
You know, it's so great to come out of the darkness and silence that we have experienced for so many years.
The land use agreement would open up parts of the First Nation's large ecologically rich territory in northwestern BC to development while protecting other areas. Premier Christy Clark says the region has a lot of potential.
90% of the richest areas of mineral resources are going to be available potentially for some development, which is really a huge unlocking of opportunity for everyone in the Northwest, including First Nations.
In 1998, the Taku River First Nation filed a lawsuit after the BC government approved a mining road. That court battle led to a landmark Supreme Court of Canada ruling, which allows the First Nation a say into what happens on its territory.
My people don't have to prove anything, you know, and there needs to be respect for our way of life.
Ward says the ruling forced the government's hand to cooperate. Mira Baines, CBC News, North Vancouver.